The Half Moon Community Solar Project, expected to be completed by late summer, will feature more than 1,700 panels and will generate enough electricity to power about 103 average-sized homes. The solar panels will offset enough CO2 to equal taking 44 cars off the road. But it's not necessarily the size and scope of the project that is unique. John Rhodes, president and CEO of the New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, says the project will provide access to solar power for customers who would be left out in the traditional rooftop model.
This is a beginning. We'd like to talk sometimes about first-of-a-kind projects. First-of-a-kind is really cool because it means there are more to follow.
The concept of shared solar allows customers who live in multiple-unit buildings or those without the proper space to install their own solar panels to buy individual panels in the array. They would then get the money off their utility bill based on the electricity generated at the site as if the panels were on their own roof. Audrey Ziebelman is CEO of the New York State Department of Public Service.
These are residents that may own homes, they may live in apartments, they may be renters, they may be low income. And what it does is it starts to make solar energy not only affordable, but accessible.
Ziebelman says community solar is another way to advance what she calls the democratization of energy.
One of the things that we like to talk about is that we're all familiar with the farm to table movement. We like to think about this as the farm to socket movement.
As part of making the community solar project accessible to low-income families, 10 kilowatts of capacity have been set aside for up to 5 low-income families in the capital region each year for 20 years. Susan Kottner, executive director of the Affordable Housing Partnership, said providing low-cost energy is important to all families.
And when you got a $150 a month energy bill, you know that that's having a big impact on housing affordability, right? A mortgage payment, rent, that's not the only piece of what makes housing work for families. So again, it's really critically important that we do as much as we possibly can to make energy savings a high priority in our state.
Other partners in New York's first shared renewable solar project include developers EnterSolar and Clean Energy Collective. CEC's Tom Sweeney said many players must work together to get projects like the Half Moon Community Solar Project built, hooked up, and producing power.
And so inside New York State over the next few years, there are going to be substantial opportunities for the financial community to participate either in the financing of the construction of projects or in providing financing to residential, commercial, or government customers that ultimately decide to participate in the program.
The project is partially funded as part of Governor Andrew Cuomo's $1 billion NY Sun initiative. New York is hoping to generate 50% of its power through renewable sources by 2030. Reporting from Half Moon, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.